This is the 15th in the series of Life Notes, What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, Blessed Are the Merciful. The Gospel reading is from Matthew 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. As with a number of the other Beatitudes, this one seems almost too trivial for serious discussion, that those who show mercy will receive mercy in return. It is another in a long series of illustrations of the law of sowing and reaping, so common in Jesus' teachings. We reap what we sow. In the current example, when we plant mercy, we harvest mercy. Mercy and justice are often used interchangeably. There is a familiar fable that goes, give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. The fable distinguishes between short and long-term assistance. Many people consider mercy as addressing immediate needs, and justice as targeting longer-term solutions that reduce the immediate needs for mercy. Ultimately, both are important, but the way we approach needs for mercy is often different from how we address issues of justice. The often-missed starting point for consideration in being merciful is identifying what a person actually needs. Unfortunately, most of us feel better equipped than we actually are to determine the true needs of another. Until we have established some sort of a relationship with the person, we cannot know. If a person is hungry, a meal may be sufficient. If they are hungry and diabetic, however, taking them to Dairy Queen may not be a merciful solution. If they are hungry and homeless, a meal and shelter for the night will be required. If they are lonely, a merciful person will offer company. The point is that we cannot show deep mercy to another without first becoming vulnerable enough to join him or her in their moment. In fact, according to Richard Rohr, we cannot know anything until we first love it. Love always precedes knowledge. In other words, true acts of mercy go beyond handing money to a homeless person on the street, and certainly deeper than donating money to a charity via payroll deduction. Not that these types of mercy are not important, too. Acknowledging and assisting with one's immediate need is one thing. Acknowledging and knowing her or him as a unique person of value, as a child of God, is quite another. Yet, honoring and bestowing dignity on another, regardless of his or her current circumstance, is foundational to showing mercy. This requires more than money. It requires time and attention, and often is what is most needed. Sometimes it is all that is needed. A couple of chapters beyond this beatitude in the book of Matthew, Jesus gives us the golden rule, which could as easily be named the rule of mercy. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. When I am in need, help me where I actually hurt, not where you assume I hurt. Knowing a person well enough to know their need is a mark of love, and often leads to the realization that his or her need is my need too. True mercy grows out of love and relationship and requires an interpersonal connection to first be established. Ultimately, acts of mercy are exercises in self-awareness and thus can be unintentionally self-serving. It is God in us reaching out to God in another, becoming one in our mutual need. As such, mercy is not for the faint of heart. If we cannot see God in another, however, how will we ever recognize God in ourselves? Clearly, mercy requires a heart for others. The most important mercy skill, however, may be the ability to genuinely listen to another, preferably without interruption. Being heard has become a rare experience because listening has become a lost art. Certainly, we should still give money to those who ask, see Matthew 5:42, but to become truly merciful beings, we will need to ask questions and listen carefully to the responses. We must not only become advocates for others, but also advocates with others, standing side by side with them in their suffering. In this beatitude, Jesus promises that in the end, lives that are characterized by a deep and sincere commitment to mercy will attract mercy back to themselves like a magnet.